And you, who always want, man, I figured you would all. You would,
come on.
You would, this would be perfect for you. And, you know, this is something that I think a lot of people want to enjoy. Because with this movie right here, we got Tiffany Haddish. I'm already fucking up. I'm sorry, we got the less annoying Tiffany Haddish. We got Taraji P. Henson. So when Tiffany Haddish is getting your nerves, fortunately, Taraji P. Henson, she got the comedic chops to come out and at least do it for a movie. She doesn't really do stand-up, but for a movie, she can pull it off. And in this film, she's a sports agent. And she's bringing in the numbers. Yeah, she's bringing in the numbers. She's doing what she needs to do for her job. She's doing better than probably most, if not all, of the men at this agency. But, of course, since she's not only a woman but a black woman, they say, well, you know something, you're just not one of the guys. You can't talk the locker room talk like we do. You know, if we say certain things in front of you, might get offended and just bring the whole thing down. So, you know, we don't want to. We got a thing that we like to do here. We like to keep that tradition going, and you're just going to kind of buck that if we let you get a promotion. Now,
and she has to stay in her lane.
And stay in her lane. That's what women love to hear today. Now, yeah. Fortunately, she drinks some sort of concoction of crack and peyote and goes out dancing and hits her in ecstasy. There you go. And hits her head. And all of a sudden, we don't know if it's the drugs. We don't know if it's the crack on the head. It might be both. But she wakes up and she can just hear what men are thinking. And what do you know, man? This is just what she needs, because if she can hear what men are thinking, that means she can be one step ahead of them and beat them at their own game. And forget about using this power to, like, save the world or, you know, make society better. No,
she's not anywhere close to that.
She's like, I can finally get that promotion.
See, it's moments like these when you find out what people are all about.
Yeah, yeah. And that, you know what? And that's the thing about it. She is greedy. She is self-centered. And hopefully, since she's just out for herself, Maybe these powers that she has, you know, besides the promotion, maybe they'll make her be a better person. Maybe they'll actually improve her as a human being. Now, Denise, if you're going to be here, you're going to have to quit talking over me, all right? You got that? All right. A lot of people don't understand that. Now, here's where I got to pull a rank on everybody, because everybody telling me, man, I watched the show, and, man, when I was on, I was talking over you. So here's a rule. If you knew you were doing it, why the fuck you do it? So here's a rule right here. When daddy's talking, just be quiet. There you go. I didn't even have to say it that way, but I was thinking
she
it.
Got it.
See, I told you she could read man's minds. Shut the fuck up.
Well, she had a little crack in ecstasy.
Yeah. Like she's got the power. Look at that. There it is. Hey, let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer for What Men Want, and we'll be back with our review.
Sweet new wheels. A little pre-celebration for the big day, huh?
I'm making partner, baby. Time to break that glass ceiling.
We all know who deserves this. Give it up for our Summit Worldwide Sports Management's newest partner. Whoa! Allie, that pass was actually to Eddie.
Sick of this boys' club.
Every day is payday.
You don't connect well with men.
Just stay in your lane.
I don't trust women who don't get dudes. Like, I don't trust a man with no eyebrows and too many keys.
I know someone you should talk to.
I can help you connect with men. Why don't we have some tea?
This smells like dirt.
Oh, that's just jasmine tea. If you don't count the weed, and the peyote, and the crack.
Hello, welcome back.
Miss Davis?
Thank God this one didn't die on me. Starting today, no more drinking at work.
Hey, that's too much information.
I didn't say anything.
I feel weird after last night.
Yeah, that's what happens when tequila meets desperation.
Okay, stop saying things you shouldn't be saying to your boss.
Holy crap, can you hear my inner thoughts?
I can't hear your inner thoughts!
Oh my God, I can only hear men's thoughts.
That cloud you're walking through? That's my farts.
Yeah.
There was a psychic. She gave me this tea.
And you drank it?
She said to.
I thought black people stopped drinking tea after Get Out.
Weren't you complaining about men trying to keep you down?
Do we have any?
That was a funny line. I saw it in the trailer, and it was even funny when I saw it on the big screen. So, you know, some things work.
readings on the books?
Nothing yet.
Except the private poker game tonight.
This is not a curse. This is a gift. You better think.
I should tap that ass.
Little lady, what you doing at the big boy's table, huh?
$2,000.
I'm bluffing these fools.
I'm missing Real Housewives.
Shaq finally has a winning hand. Why am I thinking in the third person?
I smell toast. Am I having a stroke? Wait, I have toast in my pocket. Whew. You better think.
Now, look, this ain't trying to be some big, deep, thought-provoking entertainment. We know that. This premise here, Martin, as you would know, Martin, we've been in this game for a long time.
We have.
We know that this premise ain't nothing new right here.
No.
You know, this is a goofy old ass premise right here. It's been reworked many times. You know, it's what they call the old opposite swap. You know, it's been done. We've seen that with dogs and cats. We've seen that
a little bit of shell game going on.
You know, we've seen it with like Freaky Friday. Mm-hmm. We've seen it with the movie that this is based on back in 2000, What Women Want.
What women think.
Let me get you a cab, sir.
Thank you, Flo.
You're welcome, my little sweet buns.
What did you say?
You know, this is I like this too, because this is back in the day when remember when everybody thought Mel Gibson was sane.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is pre-pack of niggas Mel Gibson.
That when she just said to him was just a twist on what he would later say to that female cop when he called her sugar.
Oh yeah,
tits.
Hey sugar tits. Yeah, like I said, back when we thought he wouldn't say shit like that.
Yeah.
When we found out that he was on ecstasy, peyote, and crack. That, you know, the Mel Gibson that loves to beat the shit out of Jesus. You know, this was the movie that is based off of Mel Gibson's What Women Want. Which, you know, I mean, I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I saw when it came out.
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay, well, I heard it's a piece of shit. No, I actually heard, I didn't hear that, but I heard like it's not that great.
It's at least in my opinion, it's not. It looked like it was going to be something pretty funny, and it quickly established itself that like, nah, it's actually not all that smart. And yeah, the longer it went on, I was just like, man, so many missed opportunities with this thing.
See, that's what I heard about the movie. I heard that, you know what, this is a movie where it should have been making a statement about, you know, with the premise that it has, you know, this guy who's pretty much a playboy, kind of a chauvinist in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, this has been a good movie to like have fun with, and also address the message of male dominance and chauvinism and, you know, male privilege.
Yeah.
But again, it just like a lot of movies of this type, they go for the lowbrow, easy laughs.
Yeah.
Kind of like this movie. You know, <it's,
laughs> well, yeah, look at the trailers. Like, I'm pretty sure that's
Martin,
what it is.
It's one of those movies. I'm like, man, where was Tyler Perry? You know what? Because it just kind of, it's a movie that just kind of plays it safe for the laughs.
Uh-huh.
It really is concentrating on just getting some cheap laughs. And I'm thinking, you know what? If Tyler Perry had it, it probably wouldn't have been a good movie, but Tyler Perry would have made it weird.
That's true.
Tyler Perry, he would have pulled some shit like what he did with his own Taraji P. Henson movie. Acrimony?
Oh, let you man, I can do bad all by
myself. Oh, no, this movie right here. Like, if Tyler Perry had done this movie right here, this whole mind-reading thing, hearing people's thoughts, that would have been a subplot.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been something about some dude cheating on his woman, you uh-huh, know. And uh-huh. It would have been, you know, it would have been something about some dark-skinned black dude is beating his wife. And then for laughs, that would have been the cousin who could like psychically read people's thoughts. You know, it just would have been something people were like, wait a minute, you got to explain it. Because that's what he did with Acrimony. Acrimony is about a woman who's scorned who feels scorned by her husband to the point where she actually goes crazy and she's in the wrong. But meanwhile, we just gloss over the fact that this is really science fiction.
Uh-huh.
Her husband has built like this machine that has unlimited energy harnessing power, and we don't talk about that. Now let's talk about how angry this chick is right now.
Okay, he's the black Tony Stark.
Yeah, exactly. But no, let's not talk about that. Let's get this BET soap opera shit. Meanwhile, we got the Marvel shit going on over here. But you know. Because that's what we're doing here, man. you know, with this film, I feel like you said about what we had with what women want.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that has potential, man. Especially if you, I mean, look, this is the perfect time.
I know.
This is shit.
It's the hashtag generation.
Me too. Don't grab my ass. Whatever the other movie. Time's up. Yeah. Women empowerment. Man, we are in an era right now of almost an evolution, the next stage of women's rights.
Mm-hmm.
And this totally. But how the fuck do you ignore that, man?
You know, there was no ass grabbing in this movie at all. With all the men that was in there.
Because you know why? Because they were thinking about it. You know,
with all the sports icons in there and all the men sports agents and stuff, you figured there'd be some like high fives and pats and stuff. There's
and ass grabbing. Well, I mean, you will go to jail for shit like that these days. So, you know, I can see why they didn't do that. I mean, that would kind of defeat the purpose of what I'm even saying. Hey, black mamas. Awooga!
I just figured she got those powers within a couple of hours of being able to read men's minds. She'd be like, no, turn this shit off. I can't take it.
No, man, you know, this is the time to actually do that. But this goes for, it goes for lowbrow comedy over insightfulness. In the trailer, they had one scene in there. A reaction to the way she's hearing people's thoughts.
Uh-huh.
Her reaction pretty much spells out the whole tone of the film.
I can't hear your inner thoughts.
You know, that's it. That's the tone of the movie. I have the power to heal man's thoughts. Everything is girl. She hears. You know, it's
I want you to replay that scene just like you did, except louder.
Yeah, it's just it's all,
okay,
the movie.
Cut, sorry, yeah, louder than that.
This is the cinematic version of mugging.
Yeah,
mugging for the camera. When you really had, when you had something to say right there, but you're going for the easy shit.
Is her assistant gay?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Boy, they just could not pass up that cliche.
No.
No,
they could not, man. They could not. And you know, and that's the problem with the film. I mean, it goes for, sometimes it's just loud.
Yeah.
I mean, and the reason why for me that's a bad thing, like I have nothing against comedies that are loud. I have nothing against comedies that are broad. I have nothing against comedies that are goofy and goes for, you know, low-hanging fruit jokes. I mean, you know, I'm not expecting everything out there to be high intellectual,
sure,
you know, material. But, you know, at least allow your shit to go somewhere. Because this movie, you can see where in certain things is actually trying to do something. It's trying to go somewhere, but it just don't know where it's going. So when they don't know where to go, they just start yelling.
They just crank up the volume.
They just get louder. Yeah.
It's a lot of yelling.
Yeah. It's like the movie. Like the movie just don't know where to go. And it just, you know, I mean, you think I'm lying? You can see it in certain scenes that they even provided for us, man. When they don't know what else to do, get loud, yell out a bunch of sex jokes, and go for easy laughs.
The bride and groom have written their own vows.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I have something I gotta say. What are you doing?
No, you don't.
I've been given a gift. I can hear men's thoughts
right now
because of my gift. James, I know you are not worthy of my friend Mari.
What are you talking about?
He slept with your cousin Gabby last night.
That never happened. That never, never happened.
I am so sorry, Mari. He said you were on a break.
Everybody lying right now.
Mari!
You know, that's, do you see how that, do you see what I'm talking about? You see how it started out kind of funny?
Yeah, yeah.
Like there was potential to take that somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't know what the fuck to do, so just start throwing stuff and just, you know, just turn to chaos because
it turned into a Jerry Springer show.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So you kind of agree with me on this thing.
Yes.
Elaborate, girl.
It turned into Jerry Springer. It turned into like a total chaos. There was dick sucking jokes. There was, can I say that?
You just did. Yeah,
I mean, we could say no. Right now, but.
I mean, Let me get my Brigham. Let me get that time machine.
Time machine.
Yeah, so we can go back and have her not say that. I mean, shit, you can read my mind. You would have heard me say no. I like the way you thought about it too. Should I say you like there's dick sucking jokes?
There was hair pulling. There was like it was almost as chairs being thrown around. There was an urn being thrown around. It was like,
is that just that scene or through the entire movie?
That's just that scene.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, man. You know, and the jokes that they do actually bother to see through sometimes are not that funny, man. There's, and not to say that that's not for the whole movie, but a big problem with the humor here is that some of it just doesn't need to be there. Some of it is awkwardly just forced into the film, because there are scenes, man, that just stop for jokes that break the flow of the film. It's like they thought that it was almost like the director thought that a joke was so funny that we just gotta have it. That bit of ad-libbing was so funny. Oh, this person did that thing so funny. And the movie would just stop to just have that joke told in reference or to nothing. Doesn't add to the flow of anything. Actually, it's kind of jarring because in addition to making the movie longer, it just ruins the momentum of what they have going on here. It really, it's a distraction to the main storyline. Yeah. There are so many things that are pulling at this main storyline. This poor movie, this poor message they have in this movie, this poor story, it's trying, man. And these jokes and humor and everything.
Me?
Yeah, and they are just picking this poor story apart like buzzards, man.
Damn.
And some of the jokes that they have, even if they kind of fit within the movie, they don't know when to stop. They, you know, again, it's one of those movies where the actor or the comedian is ad-libbing. And the director's sitting behind the camera. Now, this is what it feels like. I wasn't there, so I don't know. But the director's behind the camera just laughing.
That'd be cruises. Tracy Morgan doing the ad-libbing?
That would be your boy Tracy Morgan. Yeah, yeah. I got jokes for days. Just say cut, because I'm going to keep going. You know, they got a joke in here where it's a mild joke to begin with. It's not all that. It's not like a gut busting laugh, and they just keep going and going. It's like, man, I get the point. You can stick. Somebody gonna yell cut, because if you're not, I am.
This boy's body is a Shinto shrine. Okay, every breakfast he ever has is made with my patent smoothie.
Oh man, not the smoothie, Ren.
You talking about kale, chia seed, coconut juice, avocados? You know how many avocados is in this boy's body? Look at his legs on top of that. Fish oils, mega nines, sometimes fives and sixes.
Oh, man.
Depends on whatever. Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, some pistachio.
Yeah, all right, Negro, I get it. There's a lot of shit in that smoothie. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Although it was nice seeing Tracy Morgan again.
Oh, well, I've seen him in stuff.
Yeah. I've seen him. Now he needs to go home. You know, no, it's good to see. No, I'm glad Tracy Morgan's working. I love Tracy Morgan. He's very funny.
Yeah.
But that scene
was kind of long.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of these people are funny. I'm not talking about anybody's talent here. A lot of these things. Listen, it's like what we say all the time. Martin says it. You know, I say it. There are a lot of things in these movies where the director just needs to know how to tell these people to stop or know how to edit it down. And this is speaking from my experience, because I'm sure the audiences that see it, they laugh too. I just get the feeling that the joke is kind of belabored when you let it keep going like that. And I get the feeling that it really is like the director and the crew and the editor. They're sitting in the room laughing at it and like, yeah, just keep going. Yeah.
This is funny, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Nothing against Tracy Morgan. Like I said, Taraji P. Henson, man, she's actually a great comedic actress, man, especially when a lot of people have associated her more with drama, which she also can do.
Right.
She's a very talented woman, not very strong material on things she's working with here, though. Mm. What am I thinking?
I love her from, like, Person of Interest. I know her back from her TV shows.
Yeah, so how do you feel about her here?
I liked her. I also agree that she didn't have a lot of material to work with. I thought she was funny. Some of the jokes fell flat. Some of it was laugh out loud funny. And some like the sex scenes, I was just kind of like, whoa.
I like the way you just talked about oral sex and just threw it all out there. You're like, but them sex scenes, whoa. I can't deal with all that.
No,
are they explicit?
No.
No. No, it was just, they weren't explicit. They were just like, you don't see any body parts or anything. They're just like over the...
Can I tell you some one thing?
So what about the sex scene made you say?
No, you know, no. Like, let me tell you.
It's a lot of facial expressions.
It's goofy, and another thing that's wrong with it is, and I don't have any clips of it here, but there are sex scenes where this is one thing that bothers me. You in a rated R movie, you're saying all kind of nasty things and using all kind of expletives, and but when you're having sex, for some reason the bra stays on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's
I
don't even care. You don't have to show me no nipples,
right? But
Taraji P. Henson is fine enough. I would appreciate them. But you know, it's right. Man.
But you're like, who's having sex like this?
Yeah, who? Nobody has Wookies. Sex like this, man.
Who? Did you say Wookiees?
Quickies.
Quickies. Okay.
And Wookiees too. They notice, Martin. They don't put on bras until they actually have sex. That's the Wookiee. That's the Wookiee tradition, man. If you watch the Star Wars Christmas special, the deleted sex scene. Now you see why I actually said, "Don't let me explain." You see why?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I said, "Mom, what are you doing, man?" And you know what else is funny about this is that they
is rated R.
They said motherfucking all kind of things. Yeah. And Denise, you said they make all kind of dick sucking jokes, and now you're shocked that this is rated R. Let me ask you a question. Where do you disappear to when you go to these movies? What dimension do you go to? I think you actually did go to the 70s when you watched this movie.
I have a large popcorn and a drink, and I'm going to just sit here and eat it in the lobby while the movie plays.
One for what men want, and then she goes to the Lego movie. It seems so awkward, all those bricks pounding on each other. But
that was rated
R. Pounding in there probably than in this movie.
You know, Tracy Morgan, it's funny how they put him on the poster too with her, like he's the leading man. He's really a side character.
Yeah, I could tell that.
Yeah, yeah. They have him on the poster like he's the one that's actually going to be ending up with her at the end of the film. It's like, no. You know, he has a bigger name than the actual leading man, sure, in the movie. That's why they put him there. But he's funny. He's actually funny in the film.
Pistachios?
Yeah.
Avocado?
I love this boy right here. I'll make breakfast for him, man. Shut the fuck up.
Smoothies.
I can understand the director, what he's trying to do here doesn't really work, but what he's trying to do here is that he's trying to give, I respect that he's trying to give his side characters something to do in the film, mm-hmm, because, you know, the side characters, they're not that much, you know, they don't lend anything to the movie. They're really just there to, give funny expressions to Taraji P. Henson whenever she does something. For one, again, it's one of those movies where all three of her friends, they're together all the time. You know, none of them go out by themselves. They're always this group.
Uh-huh.
They're always there to make faces when she does something. Or because the two black women, they ain't got no personality at all. None. They lit nothing in this movie. Now, who's that?
Wendy McClendon Covey.
Yeah. Her only big trait, she's a big Christian. She found God. So everything, she keeps coming in and saying, oh, praise the Lord. And Jesus does this. And, oh, Jesus approves of that position in sex. You know, it's a cheap ass joke, man. Yeah, they're really there just to actually, you know, give reaction shots. So I understand him trying to give these characters something to do, but these characters don't have anything to do. So when you give them jokes, those jokes pop out of nowhere because they weren't really a big part of the story in the first place.
Gotcha.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's up?
There is a lot of athletes, though. So for the guys and for the women audience who are a lot of, like, athletic fans, they do have, like, the Boz is in there. And so, like, my neighbor who came with me, like, he was, like, really proud of him that he did a good role.
Brian Bosworth is actually really good in the movie.
When he said the Boz, I was like, I'm trying to figure out what? Brian Bosworth. Okay.
Brian Bosworth. Yeah, that's him, man. For a while.
Well, he was a sportscaster for a while.
Yeah. He's good in the film.
Wait, didn't he make one of those action movies?
Yes. Yes, yeah. He did back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Some John Woo type thing or something. Yeah, so he's had a lot of experience with acting. I like him in the film. You know, and for a while, I thought he was who's the dude?
Jeff Bridges?
I thought he was Jeff Bridges for a while. Well, when I was watching the trailer, man, and the man in the film, the man, you know, as far as going around reading their thoughts and hearing them, they just make man just dumb. Man, I mean,
so it's the Gillette commercial all over again.
No, it's the opposite of that. No, it's worse because you know what's these guys here, man. The man here just dumb because you know it's a miracle that we lead in anything. Uh-huh. If you go by this movie, because you know, going by this movie, man, they just all what do they want? Man, just want they want sex. They want food and they just want to fart every now and then. And you know, and once we've had our food, once we've had our sex, once we have farted, there ain't no substance up there at all. If we ain't thinking about those things, we just sitting around just, I wonder where I left my keys. That's it. Dogs got deeper thoughts than we do, man. Now there are exceptions to when guys are actually thinking something of substance here. They got the one scene, like if guys are playing poker, you know, guys, their heads are totally into the game. You know, that's when guys are actually thinking of something remotely smart. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a teenage boy, like what's his name's son here, Tracy Morgan's, you know, if you're a teenage son, of course, you know, nobody wants to hear about what Junior's been jacking off to or anything. You know, mm-hmm. We're not gonna get pervy with that. They keep his thoughts innocent. It's all I'm just thinking about basketball and my big dreams. You know, so
I wanna play on that court.
Yeah, I don't wanna play on the court. Yeah, you know, it's gay men are a little smarter because gay men always got some little smart ass comment ready to go. They always got something ready to go. But even the gay man think about sex all the time.
Well, yeah.
Josh Brenner plays her gay assistant, and he's having some flirt. I'm not gonna even tell you who was with. And that's one of the things that does come as a surprise in the movie. But even the gay guys sit around and just think about sex. I mean, they just sit around talking about, I see that big dick bulging in your pants. You know, she actually hears thoughts like that. They even think about each other's nipples. Ooh, I can't wait to pinch those. You know, it's like Jesus. Dudes are just horny, which they are.
Yeah, I don't hear how that's inaccurate.
No, it's not. but you know, I can say for the movie, don't dog us out like that.
I feel like that's the point of the movie, though. I can't really blame it for that.
Well, after you keep hearing the same thoughts over and over and over and over,
you stand
over
up, again, look, goddammit.
Yeah, now look.
Shit. I have hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
I'm trying to accomplish some things in my life.
Shit, I was actually thinking about Shakespeare. Fucking another chick. But it was something artistic about that. Nah, man. But you know, maybe it's because it goes for the dumb humor, man. Maybe that's what I'm thinking about. You know, it would be different if the man thinking about sex all the time, if the guys were actually, you know, we were going to their dumb thoughts, if it was leading up to this whole thing about, you know, women in the workplace not given an equal opportunity.
Sure.
You know, but it's not working towards that.
Is that Erykah Badu?
That is Erykah Badu, man. I'm going to tell you something. In addition to Taraji P. Henson, I'm not going to totally dog on this film, man. There are some things in here that I really do like. Taraji P. Henson is one. I actually like her gay assistant, Josh Brenner. I think
he's always good. I always like him.
Yeah, when they have scenes together, they're actually really good together, man, because they feel like they do have a real relationship going on. It feels like, you know, since she doesn't have to deal with a typical guy, it feels like they're authentic characters when they're together. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, she dogs him out so much. It's like you actually feel for him.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's something I was curious about because I know they're painting the man as these corporate assholes. But is she one also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, well, her biggest flaw is that, you know, while she's trying to get ahead, now I do something with the movie where she's trying to get ahead in this very male-dominated environment, she's a problem too. Mm-hmm. You know, and the movie takes a lot of times to say that, look, not every guy in here is against you. Not every guy is trying to bring you down. There are actually some guys that have helped you. If you stop being a fucking bitch.
No, he calls her a dick.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, okay. It's they actually.
It's an important distinction.
Yeah, yes. No, they actually do a good job of not making this a pure message film.
Okay.
And Erykah Badu is funny, man. You know, I looked at this and I thought she was going to be annoying. She's actually hilarious in here, man. That character, like she's in here just for a little bit. And every time she comes on, that character is so weird that it gets laughs, man. You know, first of all, just the look, man. You know, like a cross between a vampire and the Dark Crystal right now.
Right, right, right.
You know, she's actually very, and plus Erykah Badu is weird anyway.
Right.
So she just embraced this even more for this role. She was meant for this. She's actually very funny. And another person I liked in here is the love interest, which they don't give you a whole lot of credit for. Aldis Hodge, who you've seen him coming up. He's in Black Mirror. He was in Straight Outta Compton. Okay. Yeah, man. He plays the love interest in here, and he's cool because he's a single guy. Scenes with him and his 6-year-old son, they really are cute. They really are endearing. So cute that it almost ruins what they do at the end of this movie. I'm not going to say where it is, but you like this guy so much. And he's really good in the film too, man. They actually have some good scenes with him and Taraji P. Henson. He's a good leading man. He just haven't got a big name yet.
Yeah.
But this is also a romantic comedy. Taraji P. Henson does some shit to him that is unforgivable, man. Oh. I don't care. Because in a movie, a romantic comedy, you know the formula. The formula is that they get together, they have a bond, then they have the argument, they break up, then they get back together. Ain't no way in hell somebody would get back together with the shit that she pulled. Mm. It was foul, man. It was just like, all right. I mean, it's not like she murdered somebody or anything, but it was like, nah, man, you did not the way you did me and this other character in this movie. No, fuck you, bitch. No, hell no. Because the movie does have sort of a cute ending, but it's like, I'm not buying it at all. And I'll wrap up and let Denise run with it a little bit. But, it's not, like I told you, there's some things in here to enjoy, man. It's not a terrible film. It's just a film that didn't meet its potential. And another thing with this is that not only did it not meet its potential, but it's a movie that just relies on lame jokes to get easy laughs and then feels like they said something deep by giving you this big, heavy-handed message at the end. Uh-huh. You know, because that's what they do at the end of this movie, man. They actually, and it's, when I say heavy-handed, it is very heavy-handed. You know, it's like, this day I have learned to be a better person and I'm because of this. And it's like, okay, too late for this. You didn't earn that.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you totally forget there's a message. Mm-hmm. And then they just like throw it in at the end. They're like, oh, there's supposed to be something here that was substantial?
Nah. It's a rental, man. I mean, there's some things to laugh at. It's not a waste of time if you watch it at home. Like I said, it should have been and could have been so much better of a film, even with the broad humor that it had. But a rental, not bad, not good, just a rental. What do you say to me?
I was debating between Low Matinee and a rental.
Okay, and where do you land?
Just because it's made for 2008, early 2009, just because of all the sports figures inside of it. So if you're a guy, you're going to like that. And so, Low Matinee, just because all the jokes. But it is kind of forgettable. Hmm. And I really like the actress.
Which one? The black one?
They're all black.
They're not all black. There's a lot of women in here. Which one?
Tahara.
I'm not going to help you. I want to hear how you fuck this up.
You know her
the
from television.
Actress.
You know her from television from the shows.
I know
the
her from,
she do, not,
but I'm
she,
horrible
no,
with names.
Don't yeah, no. You, no, no. You,
Taraji.
You, what you meant? God damn it. Who helped? Somebody gave her a lifeline. Look at that. We women stick together.
Yes.
That's the only reason why she get is a matinee. Everything she's made is forgettable. It's some bullshit, but it's a matinee.
Yeah, and there's some 50 Grays shit in there, too.
50 Grays?
50 Shades of Grays in there.
I like the way she was so crazy. Martin said, 50 Gray what? 50 Gray rabbits?
Okay. Oh. All right.
All right, then. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I see right now I'm going to just have to let you just do your review solo. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Martin and I do this next review. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let you just come up and do your 2-minute Denise thing.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
No, it's not that. No. For one, I feel like, and you can understand why, I feel like I got to come in and step on you sometimes because, I mean, it's just, I tell you why, because I got to bring your thoughts back around. Because your thoughts, and I'm giving you criticism on how to review better. Okay. Because your thoughts are kind of everywhere. You don't have them arranged very well. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And, you know, so I see, I'm kind of wondering, and so I bring them back in. But, and I don't want to have to correct you when we're doing things. But I think, you know, if you have your own little forum to do your thing for a couple of minutes.
Without us interrupting you.
Without us interrupting you, yes.
Was I interrupting you?
No, we don't want to interrupt you.
Well, I wasn't prepared for Code Pursuit. I just had, like, a small thing on Code Pursuit.
Okay, say it now, then.
Okay. On Code Pursuit, I actually liked a lot better than What Men Want.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually thought it was funnier than What Men Want.
Okay.
And I loved the end, and that was, like, a solid matinee.
Solid matinee. That's all you want to say? You don't want to come back up later?
Yeah, I'll come back up.
Okay, okay. Get the fuck out of here, then. We'll bring it back.
Time to break that glass ceiling.
We all know who deserves this. Give it up for Summit Worldwide Sports Management's newest partner. Whoa! Allie, that pass was actually to Eddie.
I'm so sick of this boys' club.
Every day is payday.
You don't connect well with men.
Just stay in your lane.
I don't trust women who don't get dudes. Like, I don't trust a man with no eyebrows and too many keys.
I know someone you should talk to.
I can help you connect with men. Why don't we have some tea?
This smells like dirt.
Oh, that's just jasmine tea. If you don't count the weed, and the peyote, and the crack.